Okay, the lines are now merged.
Okay, great. This is Committee Chair David Corus. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:01 a.m. We're going to begin with a roll call in no particular order. Doug DeLena.
Here.
Paul Hinch.
Here.
John Johnson.
Here.
Tom Patton. Okay, with 4 out of 5 present, we have a quorum. We'll move on to the approval of the August 15th committee meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved, David.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
Second, Doug DeLena.
Second by Doug. Thanks. Any comments, questions, or requested changes? Okay, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay, that's unanimous. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is public comment. Please open up the public line, and a reminder to press *6 to unmute yourself. And any members of the public who wish to speak, please state your name. Any members of the public who wish to speak, please.
Yes, Kevin Blacker, I'd like to speak.
Yep, go right ahead, Mr. Blacker.
So let's see, in regard, I guess I was hoping that the Finance Committee is going to give some update to the public, the press, and be ready to give some guidance to the board later on today. What the plan is if offshore wind goes in the toilet like it looks like it is, all this reporting, the massive losses of the wind companies and the pullbacks and the delays, and Ørsted talking about walking away. We've heard some discussion of using the port for all the various cargoes that you weren't focusing on when you designed this thing, and the price went out of control. But just looking ahead, prudent judgment, what the plan is if offshore wind tanks, because it certainly looks like it's going to. I'm expecting there's going to be some update on the lack of staff. Joe Salvatore leaving, Andrew Levine leaving, still operating under an interim executive director, still not even able to hold meetings in person. Excited or interested to see what this OFA report is. Interested to know what the external legal expenses are related to the ongoing investigations, and they definitely are ongoing. I can say that with certainty. So, that's about what I have to say at this time. Thank you.
Great, thanks. Any other members of the public wish to speak at this time? Reminder to press *6 to unmute your line. Okay, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the financial update, and I'll hand it over to Ulysses and Fayola.
Okay, good morning, committee. I just wanted to, prior to Fayola giving you an update on the financial status, we just wanted to give you an update that the interviews with respect to the finance director are going very well. We are assisted really by Tom Patton and Kim Kennison at OPM, and we intend to basically complete those interviews by next week. So I just wanted to give you an update on that. But let me now turn it over to Fayola.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We will start with page 1 of the finance report, which is the statement of revenue and expenditure for the period ended August 31st, 2023. Revenue for the period amounted to 602,412, including the accrual for 500,000 lease rent from NEO. Expenditure for the period, total 152,422, resulting in a change in net position of 449,989. Other revenue, inclusive of capital contributions from the state, 30,035,173, and capital contribution from partner NEO, 23,750,000. Interest income from CT funded, 62,528, and interest income from our peer partners, 43,014, a total of 53,890,715. Expenditure insurance for the NLSP 26,722 and lease rent for 98,426. Total change in net position 54,215,557. Any questions?
Yeah, Fayola, I have one question. Have we gotten the actual remittance from our partner? The 23,750,000, is that fund on hand?
Yeah, that's why you're seeing it here, John, as having arrived in this quarter. So you see, first I just want to commend Fayola for the quality of this reporting, because it has everything in one place in a much more comprehensive way than we've ever had before, which allows you to get a complete picture. And so what you see there in those two lines, the 30 million and change, is the recent bond commission action demonstrating that those funds have transferred to our escrow accounts, and the 23,750 from NEO. You're also now seeing the interest on those accounts. And I just want to kind of call the folks' attention, the interest, the first interest line, Connecticut funded, which was 62,528 this quarter, the two months of this fiscal year is ours. But the interest income on the peer partner contribution, they are entitled to through the HDA. So I just want to make sure folks are aware that that line is essentially restricted income, in that it ultimately will be remitted back to them. But our interest on those accounts is pretty significant, and we have that available for our use.
Thanks.
Continuing, pages 2 and 3. Is a breakdown of the expenditure as shown on page 1. Payroll, all operational expenditure, 23,684. Contractual services, 30,143. Currently, there is no expenditure for marketing and business development. Administrative and general expenses, 16,254, and other, which is inclusive of the impact fee for the City of New London, is 82,341. There was no expenditure for fixed assets or non-current assets.
So just to confirm, Viola, we had no legal expenses in these first 2 months, right?
None that was received for the period to date.
Yep. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily, John, take that as none, because there's oftentimes a little lag on the billing there. You'll recall there was a mischaracterized expense last month in the report, which was actually legal related to the state peer project, which has now been properly coded. And we do not yet have any legal expenses for general operations or external matters this fiscal year. And I'll just note, since it was brought up in comment, we have not had any external legal expenses associated with state or federal investigations for probably about a year. Our external legal expenses most recently have been driven by FOIA and, yeah, predominantly FOIA.
Thanks.
Moving on to page 4, which is the balance sheet. Balance sheet as of August 31st, 2023. Cash and cash equivalents. Total of $1,357,855. Restricted cash, $56,167,932. Funds due from the state of Connecticut, $21,310,649. Receivables, deposits, and prepaid expenses, $526,067.
Can I just fail? I just want to spend a minute on that because I think we're using some new kind of language here, and I want to make sure everyone understands. It took me a little while to understand it working with Fayola. So that due from the state of Connecticut, what that $21 million and change is money that is sitting in CORE, but not in our accounts that we are responsible for specifically related to things like SHIP or other bond projects. It's due to us because it's money that has been allocated for our purposes and is restricted for specific projects. And you'll see down in the liability section, $21 million and change for liabilities associated with CPA projects. But it's characterized as due from the state because it is not sitting in our account that we control. Is that an accurate description, Phil?
Beautiful, David. You're correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Everyone understand that?
Yep.
Non-current assets. You have a total of $275,246,521. Total assets amounting to $354,609,025. Current liabilities, accounts payable, $5,967,196. CPA projects, that would be note 7 as seen on page 5, $21,038,449. Retainage payable related to the state pair, $8,626,550. Unearned revenue, $4,618,323. Lease liability current, I must apologize, this is an amortization adjustment. That's why it's showing in negative. That's showing as negative, $252,876. Accrued expenses, $797. Total current liabilities, $39,998,439. Non-current liabilities, long-term, $5,983,054. Total liabilities amounting to $45,981,493. Net assets, $308,627,532. On net position, as at the end of the period, $308,627,532. Any questions? Page 7 shows a detailed listing of all projects payable under the Connecticut Port Authority. Page 5. Page 6, statement of cash flows. Cash flows from operating activities. You have cash received for services, $21,218.75. Cash received from the state, $30,035,172.9, which coincides with the amount seen on page one. Income from NEO, $23,750,000. That coincides with what was received as well, as seen on page one. And cash payments for customers, $255,846, resulting in net cash from operating activities of $53,550,544.82. Cash flow from capital and related financing activities, acquisition of capital assets, $16,992,448. This relates to payments for the state fair. And cash flow from investing activities, interest on investments, $106,961.56. Net change in cash and cash equivalents totaling $36,665,057.51. Cash, cash equivalents as of the beginning of the period, 06-30-2023, $20,860,729.93. Cash, cash equivalents and restricted cash as at August 31st, 2023, $57,525,787.
And Fayola, will this report always have that prior line, that $20,860,000? Is it always going to have the cash position at the end of the prior fiscal year? Is that just always there as sort of a benchmark for where we started the fiscal year?
So that figure will always be included, because that figure, if you see the net change in cash, that $36,665,057, added to the $20 million, that is what will bring you to the $57,525. So the statement of cash flow will always bring you from what you started with to what you currently have.
Great.
Moving on to page seven, the CMA bid package summary as received from ACOM. And then
I think before we go to page eight, because that's the OFA report that we'll have to vote on, any questions or comments on any of the regular monthly reporting? Any questions about the new, you know, sort of revised or evolved format or anything therein? Okay, so let's move on to the OFA report, which is on page 8 of your financial package.
The OFA report for the quarter ended June 30, 2023, takes into account our general operations fund, the first fund, balance as of the start of the, we have both the quarter and the year to date. Balance as of the start of the period quarter, 1.452140, and balance at the start of the period 12 months, 1.910315. Funds received during the period for the quarter ended 30th of June, 619921, and for the 12 months, 870234. Expenditure paid during the period for the quarter, 528,794, and for the 12 months, 1.237,282. Balance at the end of the period, 1,543,267. The .org appropriation for salaries and benefits for the quarter ended 30th of June, 2023. Funds received for the quarter, 40,000, and for the 12 months, 400,000. Expenditure for the period, 219,512, and for the 12 months, 874,540. Balance as at the end of the period, zero. Core bond projects for the quarter, 13,761,177. That's the balance at the start of the period. and the balance at the start of the 12 months, 1328811. Allocations received for the quarter, 35343856, and for the 12 months, 38143321. Expenditure for the period, 281,229, and for the 12 months, total, 2,600,328. Balance as at the end of the period, 48823804. And for the New London State Pier project, funding received for the quarter, no activity for the quarter ended June 30, 2023. For the 12 months, funding received 257,600,000. Encumbered non-construction costs as at that date, 29,768,715. Encumbered construction costs as at that date, 225,396,147. Total costs at that date, 255,164,862. Leaving available funding of 2,435,138. Pages 9 and 10.
Can I just say something about this, Fayola?
Sure.
About the OFA report, just so folks understand. So, you know, just to overly simplify it, right? Now this is a full accounting of the quarterly activity and the prior 12-month activity for each of our, you know, funds, our general operation funds that we hold, our core funds that the state holds for operations, and then the core that the state holds for bond funds, and then the New London State Pier Project. We have accumulated the State Pier Project not for the prior 12 months, but for the totality of the project. And so, you know, it makes, since this is the fourth quarter of the prior financial year report, that balance on the general fund that matches our cash balance, core operating should be zeroed out, because you'll recall, you know, we make that account whole at the end of every year. That's where our DOT appropriated funds go and sit, and where we pay payroll. And then at the end of the year, we reimburse that account from our general operating account for any deficit from payroll, which occurred in excess of our DOT amount. Our core bond projects, I want to just speak to for a second, because this is a cumulative of those project accounts, which we just discussed, which was the, you know, 21 million and change due from the state because it's held in core for shift to the projects. This also includes the 30 million for State Pier, because it was acted on by the bond commission on June 30th. And so, you know, in a core account on that date, but it wasn't yet transferred to us for the escrow, right? We saw that that occurred in the first quarter of this fiscal year. And so you'll see there's no activity in the project for that quarter because no new funds were received and no new encumbrances were approved by the board. The zeros there don't mean that there weren't expenditures from the State Pier project, but they would have been expenditures for contracts for which the encumbrances were made at a prior, in a prior quarter. Does that all make sense to everybody about sort of what we're looking at? I mean, this is our way to convey to the state, to OFA, the totality of our, you know, of our accounts by fund. Okay, back to you, Fayola.
Thanks, David. To continue with what David was indicating just now, page 9 will show a listing of all projects under the Connecticut Port Authority held with COP, which will agree with the 48,823,804 that is stated on the OFA report, page 8. And page 10 will show a reconciliation of that 48 million to the amount that is stated on our balance sheet as in Note 7 of $21,038,449. As David indicated, the $13 million would have been released on calls side. However, we only received it, CPO only received it in fiscal year 2024. There are also three projects that have not made it onto CPA's books as they need further assessment. And once they have been assessed, they would be included. That is CPA 17 and 3, 0, and 8. Also not included in the $48 million will be the projects that are covered under DEEP, as they are already held in escrow on Webster, inclusive of the NLSP project, the state pier. Any questions on that?
We will have to vote on whether to refer the OFA report to the board for adoption and submission. So before I request a motion, any comments or questions on the OFA report? Okay, is there a motion to recommend approval to the board of the OFA report for submission?
So moved, David.
Moved by John. Is there a second?
I'll second it. It's Paul.
Second by Paul. Any comments, questions, or discussion? Okay, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Okay, thank you. Unanimously approved. Any old business for the Finance Committee that anyone would like to take up? Okay, any new business? Okay, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
By John, is there a second? Second by Doug. The meeting is adjourned, 10:29. Thank you all, and we'll see you at the special meeting at noon.